Well, the man is Pedro Hernandez. He's a New Jersey man, and he was a teenager working as a stock clerk at the time Eitan Peitz disappeared in 1979. And he was arrested earlier this year and confessed to police that he lured Peitz with the promise of a soda into that convenience store, choked him, and then threw his body out with the trash. And it was a confession that was rather stunning, one that he had apparently made to a pastor, to his family, and one that police ultimately came to believe, and they arrested him for it. Now a grand jury indicted him on charges of second-degree murder. His lawyer says he has a history of schizophrenia, and no evidence actually backs up his statements.
Are legal experts saying that that fact and the fact that the body has never been found might be enough to help his case?
May. Prosecutors are certainly taking a gamble. But there was an interesting bit of police work that we just found out about. Police detectives, when they questioned him, they knelt with him, they prayed with him, and they ultimately shared tears with him. And apparently in that emotionally powerful moment, a bit of unusual detective work, but police came to believe what Pedro Hernandez was saying. Now, his lawyer still doesn't buy it, says he has had him examined by a number of leading experts in psychiatry. And if this ultimately does get to trial, we've had one source tell us, the betting would be against the prosecutors.
You mentioned he'll be in court shortly. Do we expect to hear from Pedro Hernandez today?
No, probably not, other than, the basics. Does he understand the procedure? Well, all that kind of stuff. But this is a long way from resolution, and I think that's why the Peitz family, which never moved away from the apartment, always hoping all these years that he would walk through the door, they tacked a note to their door saying, "We don't want to talk."